local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Another busy day here in Pensacola. A lot to get to here over the next hour. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in each and every day on your drive home. We appreciate that very much. Text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 262-6111. Getting started right off the bat with today's top three stories. The Biden administration says they'll move forward with a new $1 billion weapons package for Israel.
We've been very clear that when it comes to their security, that continues to be ironclad. There is no change there. We believe that they need to be able to defend themselves.
They announced the package, including tank ammunition, tactical vehicles, and mortar rounds. The news comes a week after the White House paused the shipment of bombs to Israel after the IDF announced an assault on the city of Rafah. President Biden and Donald Trump are set to face off in general election debates scheduled for June and September.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. Since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice.
Very good. The two were participating in a CNN debate on June 27th. That'll be in Atlanta. A second debate will be on ABC News on September 10th. The debates were scheduled hours after Biden challenged Trump in a video posted on X with an obvious jab at his criminal hush money trial, saying, "Hey, I hear you're free on Wednesdays." Zing. And a preliminary report today revealing new details on the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, that from the NTSB. The cargo ship Dolly, they say, was leaving the harbor on March 26 when it lost electrical power and propulsion before striking the support pier, causing the bridge to collapse. Investigators also determined the ship suffered a blackout the day before it left the port of Baltimore as well. That's a look at our top three stories on this Wednesday. We'll get our check of the roads and weather, starting with Alan Strum detailing what's ahead.
The weather overnight may include a little bit of fog, and low temperatures will be down in the 60s. More sunshine on Thursday, nice and warm with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Rain is back late this week. In fact, the rain chance on both Friday and Saturday is on the high side. Look for scattered thunderstorms to move through the area. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And looking at the roads here, it's all about the parkways. Starting with Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling eastbound, passing Oriole Beach and approaching Tiger Point, still got some pretty heavy backups in that area there. And Navarre Parkway is even worse. We do have some minor congestion lingering if you're traveling westbound passing Hobart Field, but as you approach Windhaven Beach and drive past that area, it gets significantly worse. After that, it's just a bit more of the same. A little bit of, you know, congestion here and there on Blue Angel Parkway, maybe on North Davis Highway. Some, if you are traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road, trying to get onto I-10, Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, and Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Joe?
All right. A couple of updates in recent shootings. First, Escambia School Superintendent Keith Leonard says extra deputies were on hand at Montclair Elementary School today following yesterday's drive-by shooting that happened across the street.
It gives me an uneasy feeling because our number one responsibility is the safety of those students and staff that show up every day. I know that we're doing everything that we can. Is it enough is the question I always ask myself.
The Escambia Sheriff's Office says the shooting injured three people and happened on Diego Circle. At least three males inside the suspect vehicle at the time. That car, a stolen 2018 Hyundai Sonata, has been located, but so far no arrests have been made.
We do have an indication that it's retaliatory from the shootings that took place over the last couple of weeks. Those individuals that were driving the car are considered armed and dangerous. Someone knows what's going on. Some people know who did this, and we're asking that they let us know.
Also, Pensacola police today saying an arrest was made in connection to a shooting at Club Paparazzi on Sunday night. 31-year-old Javon Booker arrested today, accused of shooting another man at least three times.
Chief Randall has made it perfectly clear that shooting in Pensacola is not going to be tolerated. That's why he has absolutely no problem having our partners with the DEA, the Florida Highway Patrol, and the U.S. Marshals assist us with these type cases in order to bring them to a quick conclusion.
Booker now charged with carrying a concealed weapon and firing a deadly missile inside a building. One of the key players in the negotiations over the Olaf 8 property in Beulah submitting a revised offer. That's from Beulah Town Center LLC. It's for $25 million for the 290 acres of the property. Includes a $250,000 deposit as soon as the county agrees to the site plan and puts zoning in place. District 1 Commissioner Jeff Ragosh says that revised offer, as well as one also on the table from local businessmen Cliff Moe and Ryan Chavers, will be discussed at Monday's commission meeting. Ragosh also adds a potentially third interested party from Alabama will be visiting the area next week as well. More drama in the city of Milton. City Attorney Alex Andrade says that Mayor Heather Lindsay has refused to comply with public records requests for nearly a year. And now he's filing a lawsuit to force her to submit documents.
The majority of the council decided that you should not be investigating this.
Is the mayor obligated to comply with the Florida Public Records Act? Yes or no?
Yes, but again, you are interrogating me, and this is not a place for cross-examination.
Councilman Farrow, I'm just trying to clarify the seriousness of what you're facing.
I understand the seriousness.
I don't believe that you do.
That from Alex Andrade and Councilwoman Marilyn Farrow. The council did vote 6-2, approving the lawsuit to move forward. Farrow and Councilman Mike Cusack voting against. Andrade says the requests center around Lindsay's communication with multiple individuals surrounding the city's efforts at hiring Scott Collins as city manager. And finally, in Milton, this week, city leaders discussing how to move forward with hiring a permanent city manager for the second time in less than a year. Of course, you'll remember back in February that Randy Jorgensen, who retired in September, came back in an interim basis. Well, the clock is ticking on his expiry date. He's going to be there through August. So one of the options on the table is to hire a headhunting firm to bring them a list of candidates. However, City Councilman Jeff Snow says that's not necessary.
I think we should do, the council should look at that as moving Ed into a six-month role as our as an interim city manager in training while Randy's here. And in 6 months, if we don't want him, we can move him back.
That's referring to Ed Spears. Last month, Randy Jorgensen hired him as assistant city manager. They will have another workshop tomorrow evening to discuss that plan. We'll take a break there at 519. State and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells fried chicken?
R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Fourth cup of coffee?
Still R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Extra cheesy pizza?
Rolaids always spells relief. Rolaids' powerful dual-active formula begins neutralizing acid on contact to fight your heartburn fast. So, when life spells heartburn, Rolaids spells relief. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
Austin on a hot streak today with the music choices.
Thank you, sir. Just about 5:25. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. It's just a bit more the same. Our two worst areas are going to be the two parkways. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, still dealing with some heavy backups. And the same can be said for Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach. Beyond that, it's just some more of the usual suspects, Blue Angel Parkway, Pine Forest Road, stuff like that. We do have an accident report. This is on Blue Angel Parkway. And let's see, this is just south of Cerny Road, so be on the lookout for that. But it doesn't appear to be causing much, if any, congestion at this time. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, also looking kind of rough, as it often does at this hour. And the last main spot is going to be Caroline Street traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather overnight may include a little bit of fog, and low temperatures will be down in the 60s. More sunshine on Thursday, nice and warm with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Rain is back late this week. In fact, the rain chance on both Friday and Saturday is on the high side. Look for scattered thunderstorms to move through the area. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Looking at our state headlines today. Initial appearance in court today for the man accused of killing eight farm workers in a crash. 41-year-old Brian Howard.
That vehicle, for unknown reasons, traveled toward the center line, and the vehicles had a collision of a sideswipe-type manner.
Investigators say alcohol involved, and Howard now under suicide watch in the Marion County Jail.
And the boyfriend of a missing Polk County woman is now in custody almost a year since her disappearance.
I don't know why she's doing this. I don't know where she went, where she go, or what. It's just out of the character, out of the blue for her. She's done stuff like this for the past, but not this long.
Today, Auburndale police say that they've charged him, or Russell Carroll, rather, that's his name, charged him with grand theft after he redirected money from Tanya Whip's account to his own. He is currently not facing charges in connection to Whip's disappearance. The 38-year-old was last seen on June 29th of last year.
What could be a key piece of evidence in a girl's death is now in the custody of FWC. Investigators seizing a boat that may have hit and killed 15-year-old Ella Adler last weekend. She was water skiing in Biscayne Bay when she was hit by a boat that fled the scene. The boat found behind a home in Coral Gables. FWC says the boat's owner is cooperating.
And the biggest supporter for Florida's recreational marijuana amendment may be the medical marijuana industry itself. Chris Trinkman has more.
That's because the once hot market for new customers for medical pot is burning out. Some 900,000 Floridians have medical marijuana cards, but recreational weed could create millions of new customers. Trulieve, Florida's biggest cannabis company, has provided $50 million to the effort. The Tampa Bay Times reports its CEO believes with the state's tens of millions of tourists, Florida could become the biggest weed market in the world. I'm Chris Trankman.
National news today. Slovakia's prime minister is fighting for his life after an assassination attempt. That's Robert Fico, was shot several times in Handlova, about 100 miles from the country's capital. A statement posted on his Facebook page says that he's in a life-threatening condition, and video shows police tackling the alleged gunman.
And Donald Trump's ex-lawyer Michael Cohen is expected to be back on the stand tomorrow when Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes in Manhattan. Cohen told the jury the former president orchestrated the scheme to falsify business records and hide the $130,000 payment made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. The defense tried to portray Cohen as a liar who is a convicted and disbarred lawyer who had lied to Congress.
Opening statements today in the corruption trial of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez.
The jury selection is now complete in the senator's bribery case. It took nearly 3 days to select 12 jurors and six alternates after attorneys went through an initial pool of about 150 people. Menendez is accused of taking bribes, including cash and gold bars, in exchange for helping three New Jersey businessmen. The senator's wife is also expected to stand trial for her alleged role in the case, but her trial has been delayed because of health issues. Senator Menendez has pled not guilty. Lisa G., NBC News Radio, New York.
And the grandson of Jimmy Carter, Jason Carter, was speaking at a mental health forum and says that the former president might not have much time left. He said that his grandfather is doing okay after being in hospice for the past year, but that he is, quote, coming to an end. Jimmy Carter is the oldest living president in U.S. history, currently 99 years old.
A bridge in Galveston, Texas, damaged after it was hit by a barge this morning. The vessel hit the railroad side of the Pelican Island Causeway that connects Galveston to Pelican Island, and it's the only way on or off the island. A large piece of the bridge fell due to being hit by the barge, but officials say no injuries or rescues have been reported, and crews were assessing the damage earlier today.
And Wall Street is closing with stocks higher. This comes after the release of April's Consumer Price Index. It's also as the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ closed at record highs. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 349 points to 39,908. The S&P 500 rose by 61 points to 53,08. And the NASDAQ gained 231 points to 16,742.
Recapping the day's top stories, the Biden administration says they will move forward with the $1 billion weapons package for Israel that includes tank ammunition, tactical vehicles, and mortar rounds. President Biden and Donald Trump say they'll square off in two general election debates. One's going to be June 27th in Atlanta on CNN. The second one, September 10th on ABC News. And the NTSB is out with a preliminary report on the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, saying that the cargo ship Dolly was leaving the harbor when it lost electrical power and propulsion before striking a support pier. The report also says that the ship suffered a blackout the day before as well. 5:30 Fox News Update is coming up. We're back with a look at what's happening in the world of sports tonight. Health, business, and science, pop culture, entertainment, all still to come.
I'm John Saucier. President Biden and former President Trump agreeing to debate twice in the lead-up to the 2024 election. CNN hosts the first one June 27th. ABC News has the second September 10th. The president dropped his video on X this morning.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. Since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
On Truth Social, Trump calling President Biden the worst debater he's ever faced. The Labor Department out with its consumer price index today, up 0.3% in April, less than expected. Here's White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are seeing some progress, some macroeconomic progress, but we understand that there are Americans and families that are still struggling. That's why the president continues to do everything that he can to lower costs.
All three major stock market indices closing at a record high on Wall Street today. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Something new from Uber for folks looking to get to the airport, concerts, or sporting events. The rideshare company today announced the launch of Uber Shuttle, which will let users book up to 5 seats in a shuttle from a central location to an event for less than the cost of a regular per-person Uber ride. The cost of the shuttle rides won't be affected by surge pricing. The shuttle will roll out this summer in several U.S. cities. Netflix is making another big bet on live sports. The streaming giant has inked a deal with the NFL to stream 2 Christmas Day football games this year. A Chiefs-Steelers battle in Pittsburgh, reportedly one of them, and at least one game on Christmas in 2025 and 26. We'll learn this evening more specifics about the Christmas Day games. Buoyed by positive data on consumer inflation, traders and investors today pushed stocks solidly higher. The major index is all notching fresh closing highs. The Dow Industrial Average up 350 points, and the S&P 500 leaped 61. That's your...
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. After Game 4, some crushed Tom Thibodeau's demanding coaching style and claimed it was the cause for the abundance of New York injuries. Where are all those people now after the Knicks took a 3-2 series lead when they defeated the Pacers in Game 5 by 30 points? Thibodeau has exceeded all expectations since arriving to New York and continues to get the most out of his team, and maybe some should just remember that next time before crushing his coaching style. I'm Zach Gelb.
When it's time for a brake job, go with a solution that delivers one of the smoothest and most quiet rides on the road. Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad. Rubber-coated hardware for a better fit on 99.5% of vehicles. And quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Napa Silent Guard Brakes deliver the stopping power and performance drivers demand in their vehicles. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Autotrader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Autotrader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and Autotrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay. especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, just a little bit more of the same going on right now. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Still got some problems there, though they do appear to be lessening. Same could be said if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing Windhaven Beach. Still got some backups in that area, but it does appear to be breaking up as well. Outside of that, it's just some of that splotchy congestion here and there on Pine Forest Road traveling southbound towards I-10. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. And maybe some slight issues if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. That's if you're on Caroline Street. But that is also an area of backups that have seemingly lessened some.
Patchy fog is possible during the overnight hours, and low temperatures will be down in the 60s. We'll have some sun mixed with just a few clouds on Thursday. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. The weather dry on Thursday, but we have high rain chances on Friday and Saturday. Pockets of showers and thunderstorms likely to move through. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, Austin, the injury report not great for the Cavs.
Really?
As they head into a elimination game against the Celtics at the top of the hour.
What's that? This Donovan Mitchell?
Donovan Mitchell's out, and then two of their other top players as well.
Wow. Oh, so who, like Evan Mobley and who's the other person?
Let me see.
Well, since while you're looking that up, yeah.
Prepare on your own.
I did hear about
Allen, LeVert, and Mitchell.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, so Jared Allen, Caris LeVert, and Donovan Mitchell.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, some of them have already been dealing with some injury, so it's not a big surprise there. And, you know, they're playing the one seed on the road, down 3-1. Yeah, that series is just about wrapped up. But if you have the utmost faith, you can watch that game at 6 o'clock. That's the first half of a TNT doubleheader. That's going to be followed by the Mavs at Thunder at 8:30. Very inconsistent series. They're tied at 2-2 right now. In the NHL playoffs, just one game tonight, but it is also an elimination game starting at 7. It's going to be on ESPN between the Colorado Avalanche and Dallas Stars. The Avalanche are down to Dallas 3-1, just like the Cavs are to the Celtics, so be on the lookout for that. And then just a quick few headlines here in the NFL. NFL is heading to Netflix. The streaming giant will be the exclusive home for the league's two Christmas Day games this season. The doubleheader will feature the Chiefs versus the Steelers and the Ravens versus Texans. It's part of a three-year deal that will also see Netflix stream at least one Christmas Day game in 2025 and 2026. This marks Netflix's latest move into streaming more live events. This is a move that I'm one of many that don't really care for it.
Yeah.
Because it's just, I don't know, it's not great. Netflix is one of the lower-end streaming platforms. I think a lot of people would agree.
You think so?
I think so.
Lower
at least
end,
as far
really?
As I think at least as far as where we stand as far as the streaming era that we're in. Obviously, Netflix is a big deal and a lot of people have it, but I don't think there's too much about it that makes it stand out to me. But maybe that's just based on my interests. Steelers are probably going to lose that game anyway.
The problem is that Netflix has the password cracked down, so you can't share the password. So
that's another reason they've fallen out of favor.
Yeah exactly. So. And frankly, I'm surprised that all of them haven't done the same thing, but I'm sure that will come. But yeah, okay. So if you're going to watch the NFL games on Netflix, you're going to have to at least see if there's maybe like a, on Christmas Eve, you open up Netflix and see if there's like a 7-day free trial, and then you just cancel it after you watch the football games or something like that.
That's a good idea. And also, while we're revealing these Netflix games, we're also getting the international schedule being released. That was ahead of tonight's full schedule release. The Packers and Eagles are playing on Friday, September 6th in Brazil. Then it's the Jets taking on the Vikings in London on October 6th, while the Jags play the Bears on the 13th. The final London game will again feature the Jaguars facing the Patriots this time on the 20th. And then on November 10th in Munich, Germany, the Giants will play the Panthers, so very diverse international slate there. In the MLB, former interpreter for baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani has entered a not guilty plea to federal charges. The plea is considered a formality as part of a plea deal that Ipe Mizuhara struck with prosecutors earlier this month. He agreed to a plea deal on one count of bank fraud and one count of subscribing to a false tax return. And then lastly here, this is kind of turning around back to the NBA. The Nets, Brooklyn Nets, retiring Vince Carter's number 15. Pretty cool. He spent like 4.5 years, I think it was, in the then New Jersey Nets. Had some of his best years there. That's great. But he's his jersey's being retired by them before Toronto. Now, I know Toronto has never retired a number, but it's just a bad look.
His would be the first.
Yes, his would be the first, and it should be. And that's the thing. It's like his best years were there, some of them at least. He was there the longest. He put the young franchise on the map. I was saying all this last hour. And see, do you know the story behind Vince Carter leaving Toronto? He wanted to be traded. They declined to trade. So he seemingly started playing worse until he was traded to New Jersey. Then he started playing better all of a sudden. So that's what's gotten him booed by Toronto fans for years.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it just looks like there may be some animosity there. That's how some people are going to spin this story, undoubtedly.
Could be, yeah.
But come on, he's been out of Toronto for years. He's been out of the league for years. He's now Hall of Fame bound, and the Nets are still beating you to the punch. That's not a good look if you ask me. But that's just me.
Yeah, it is just you.
You're like, I personally love it. Good for the Nets.
Mr. Raptors hat on your head as we speak right now.
Yes.
Very, very excited for the NFL schedule release.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Looks like my Bears may be playing Thanksgiving against the Lions. So that's
That's cool.
Yeah, that's exciting.
The battle of the offenses that are going to flounder in the postseason.
Jeez, man. Health, business, and science notes today. Inflation down slightly in April. Consumer prices were up 3.4% for the previous 12 months, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The cost of gas and shelter accounted for more than 70% of the monthly inflation numbers.
And the DOJ says that Boeing violated an agreement involving fatal 737 crashes that protected the aviation manufacturer from criminal charges. In a filing in U.S. federal court in Texas, the DOJ says Boeing broke a 2021 deferred prosecution agreement by failing to design, implement, and enforce a compliance and ethics program to prevent and detect violations of the U.S. fraud laws throughout its operations. Boeing will have 30 days to respond.
Record high mortgage rates are forcing many Americans to continue renting, and developers are pouncing on that and building new houses for rent at an unprecedented rate.
In 2023, 93,000 new single-family homes for rent were completed. That's 39% more rental homes in 2022 and the most in any year ever. According to Harvard University's Joint Center for Housing Studies, median American renters spent 31% of their income on housing, but that's nothing compared to the cost of home ownership. In March of this year, the average monthly mortgage payment had ballooned to 38% more than the average monthly apartment rent. Rental builders are betting that home unaffordability means even relatively affluent Americans will remain renters. Aaron Rayal, NBC News Radio.
And real quickly here before traffic and weather, McDonald's is reportedly set to launch its $5 value meal as inflation leads to higher fast food prices. The meal deal will offer a choice of a McChicken, McDouble, or four-piece chicken McNugget with fries and a drink. Meanwhile, McDonald's was going to stop self-serve soda fountains for dine-in customers by 2032, but Business Insider reports the plan is being left to the discretion of individual restaurant owners. All right, good. I think I can get behind that. 5:45 here, another quick check of the roads. Let's see what's going on here. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still going to give you some problems. Same can be said for Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Outside of that, it's just going to be a little bit of issues residing on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you are traveling past Oriole Beach. Once again, that's traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway. Then it's westbound on Navarre Parkway. Thought I was seeing some die downs here, but apparently that's not the case. If you're traveling westbound, approaching and passing Windhaven Beach, we still have a lot of issues in that area. Luckily, though, outside of those few areas, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Patchy fog is possible during the overnight hours, and low temperatures will be down in the 60s. We'll have some sun mixed with just a few clouds on Thursday. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. The weather dry on Thursday, but we have high rain chances on Friday and Saturday. Pockets of showers and thunderstorms likely to move through. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate that. Taking a look at some pop culture notes now. The mothers of two beauty queens are speaking out about their daughters' recent resignations, Miss USA and Teen USA. Both announced earlier this month they were stepping down from their roles in the pageant, stating mental health reasons and no longer sharing the values of the organization. Well, yesterday their mothers were on Good Morning America and said that their daughters were ill-treated, abused, bullied, and cornered by Miss USA management. In a statement, the organization says it remains committed to fostering a healthy and supportive environment for all contestants.
And a miniature poodle is the big winner at the 148th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Sage was crowned best in show yesterday, chosen number one among 2,500 dogs from more than 200 breeds. A German Shepherd named Mercedes came in second.
Yeah, it seems Kendrick Lamar is taking the victory in the rap beef battle with Drake. That's at least according to the numbers. The Compton rapper has dominated the Billboard Hot 100 over his Canadian counterpart, with the diss track Not Like Us debuting at number one this week. The song is proving to be the most popular out of all the tracks released in the feud that's been taking place now over several weeks.
And Happy Gilmore will be hitting the links again. Netflix has confirmed Happy Gilmore 2 is happening. Adam Sandler will return as Happy in the sequel to the 1996 golf comedy. The possibility of a second Happy Gilmore film has been teased by Sandler and others for the past couple of months.
I know you're not excited, but I am. So.
How can I be excited about something I know so little about? Am I right, Joe?
That's exactly right. 5:48, we'll take a break there, recapping the day's top stories, getting some wacky stories and good news as well. Next.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Operation MWR is Saturday night at NAS Pensacola with performances by Little Big Town and Maren Morris on the Portside Lawn. Gates open at 5:30 for this free event exclusively for DOD cardholders and escorted guests. Presented by GovX. Remember, for everyone's safety and enjoyment, leave bags, coolers, and weapons at home. For more information, visit NavyMWRPensacola.com.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Five fifty-two is the time. Joe and Austin hanging out with you on a Wednesday. Beautiful weather day. Tomorrow should be as well. Rain back in the picture Friday, Saturday before more stretch of really nice weather. So that's what the next few days looks like. Alan's got more details on that in a few minutes and final check of the roads this hour as well. Recapping the day's top stories, if you're just checking in with us, the Biden administration moving forward with a new $1 billion weapons package for Israel, confirming that includes tank ammunition, tactical vehicles, and mortar rounds. President Biden and Donald Trump set to face off in two general election debates. One's June 27th, that'll be in Atlanta on CNN. A second debate will be hosted by ABC on September 10th. And the NTSB out today with a preliminary report on the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, saying that the cargo ship Dolly lost electrical power and propulsion before striking a support pier. The investigators also determined the ship suffered a blackout the day before as well. Here locally, a couple of updates on recent shootings. The Scambia Sheriff's Office says that the suspect vehicle in a drive-by shooting on Diego Circle has been recovered. No word on suspects, though. No arrests announced yet. Sheriff Simmons also saying they believe it is tied to some of the recent shootings reported, namely the ambush-style shootings, the triple homicide on West Jackson Square, and another shooting on Topaz Avenue. Pensacola police today announcing an arrest in a shooting Sunday night at Club Paparazzi. 31-year-old Javon Booker arrested today. Revised offer for OLF 8 in Beulah. That coming from Beulah Town Center LLC, now offering $25 million for 290 acres of the property. Commissioner Jeff Ragosh says that offer, as well as the one on the table by local businessmen Cliff Moe and Ryan Chavers, will be discussed at Monday's commission meeting. Final check this hour of the roads and weather. Here's Alan.
The weather overnight may include a little bit of fog and low temperatures will be down in the 60s. More sunshine on Thursday, nice and warm with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Rain is back late this week. In fact, the rain chance on both Friday and Saturday is on the high side. Look for scattered thunderstorms to move through the area. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And looking at the roads here, as we often do at this time each evening, we are seeing the congestion predominantly die down. Still got some problems on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound from the Oriole Beach area closer to Tiger Point, but it's not too severe. And if you're passing Windhaven Beach, traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, still got some pretty heavy congestion in that area. Outside of that, though, it's just a bit more the same. Some very slight congestion traveling northbound on Palafox Street towards 10 Mile Road, and a bit more on Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile. And then the last main spot is traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right, thank you very much. Looking at some wacky stories and good news, our favorite subject of the day. It could have been a sticky situation for voters in Washington State, Austin. The reason why is Attorney General Bob Ferguson is running for governor.
Okay.
And apparently he has some rivals, whether or not they are legitimate rivals. It matters not as far as the story goes, but the rivals have the exact same name as Bob Ferguson. And so these two men got into the governor's race in an effort to confuse voters.
Wow.
So there would have been three Bob Fergusons that voters would have to have figured out, hey, which Bob Ferguson do we vote for?
Well, yeah, where's my Bob Ferguson?
Apparently that is against the rules, though. And Ferguson says they could face prosecution. Two other men did withdraw their name before Monday's deadline, so voters will not have to deal with that. But it would have been funny if that was the case, though. But.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, why not, right? Are tacos sandwiches? It's the age-old question. But a judge in Indiana has officially, at least to some degree, answered it by saying, yes, they are. A man named Martin Quintana has been trying to open a taco place in a strip mall in Fort Wayne, but he ran into some red tape thanks to a contract that limits the type of restaurants allowed. It says you can only open a place that sells, quote, made-to-order or Subway-style sandwiches. So he sued, claiming that tacos and burritos are sandwiches. His case has been making its way through the legal system, and a Superior Court judge just ruled on Monday in his favor, saying, yes, they're sandwiches. There could still be an appeal, and the next judge might disagree, very much possible, but he ruled that tacos and burritos are basically just Mexican-style sandwiches. Do you agree?
You know, I've never really thought that much about tacos. I'm not a huge taco guy.
Me neither.
To begin with, so I don't really have a dog in this fight. I do, though, wonder if you have a strong opinion on whether hot dogs are sandwiches.
I think if tacos are, then hot dogs certainly are. I'll say that. A hot dog is more of a sandwich than a taco. So if legally tacos are sandwiches, you know, maybe we need to get in touch with this Indiana judge.
Right. Find out.
Yeah, yes. About the hot dog thing.
What does the law say about hot dogs?
Yeah, where's the line, Your Honor? Come on. Yeah, no, I'd say hot dogs are sandwiches. Oh, sure. Why not?
Yeah. Also, about 1,500 high schoolers had their hearts shattered by Georgia State University recently. The school mistakenly sent out welcome emails to the upcoming school year. The students weren't accepted, so they all had to get retraction notices, too. The school explained the error and told the students they're still being considered. Georgia State says they'll now be triple-checking their process to make sure it never happens again. And if that fails, then I suppose quadruple checking would be the way to go.
I suppose so. A 17-year-old from Chicago just walked in her graduation ceremony this month after earning her doctoral degree. Dorothy Jean Tillman was homeschooled before entering college at age 10. In 2020, she earned her Master's of Science degree, and then a year later, she was accepted into the Doctorate of Behavioral Health Management program at Arizona State. She says for now, she'll be just like any other teenager, figuring out what her specific dreams and goals are, but she has already founded a leadership institute that emphasized the arts and STEM education. So she's doing all right for herself, I'd say.
In other graduation news, a set of quintuplets just graduated from Montclair State University in New Jersey. Their names: Victoria, Ludovico, Ashley, Michael, and Marcus Provolo. All earned their diplomas, and they're all in different majors, too. They were born on July 4th, 2002, so congratulations to those five.
Yeah, absolutely. And an Australian doctor named Richard Scollier announced he's still cancer-free almost a year after he was diagnosed with glioblastoma, a type of brain cancer that's considered terminal. He's one of the leading experts on skin cancer and used an immunotherapy treatment that he helped pioneer for melanoma. Experts say it's too early to tell, but it would be huge news if it also works for the type of brain cancer he has.
Very cool. All right, that'll do it for hour number two. Channel 3 News at 6 coming up, recapping a busy day here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Back in about 10 minutes for hour number three.